With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of UnitedHealthcare has pleaded not guilty to murder and terror charges in a state case that will run parallel to his federal prosecution.
The Manhattan District Attorney formally charged Luigi Mangione last week with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. That case will run parallel to his federal case. The federal charges could carry the possibility of the death penalty, while the maximum sentence for his state charges is life in prison without parole.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden commuting the sentences of most every prisoner on federal death row. Donna Warder has more.
President Joe Biden says he's converting from death row to life in prison the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on death row in federal prison. The only three prisoners still sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs. Donna Warder, Washington.
German investigators continue to puzzle over the motive of the suspect who drove a car into a busy market on Friday evening, killing five people, up to 235 injured. Authorities have identified the suspect as a Saudi doctor who arrived in Germany in 2006. In France, a new government after the previous cabinet collapsed in a historic vote prompted by fighting over the country's budget. Newly named Prime Minister Francois Bayrou put together the new government. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 44 points. The Nasdaq composite is up 171. This is SRN News. More disturbing suicide numbers from Canada.
The government says that of all the non-terminally ill people who took their own life with the help of a doctor last year, about half were simply lonely. Pro-life advocates and others warned that when Canada began to allow non-terminally ill people to commit suicide, these kinds of results would soon follow. The government has already revealed that assisted suicide now accounts for one in every 20 deaths in Canada, the highest percentage ever recorded. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of that country since October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack, about on par with other years. This is SRN News. Some 1 million taxpayers would automatically receive special payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks.
The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, injured after being bucked off a horse, is expected to be hospitalized for several days. The governor's office says he was taken to a hospital in Columbus, Nebraska. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.